open-mouthed. I follow its course down the street when a second coyote appears, weaving through three cars parked on the road opposite my parents' home. Pink tongue lolling, this one fixes me with a look that has something of a been good to know you wave as it passes. And in another couple of seconds, it is at the corner intersection at the end of the block. There, it pauses for an instant, turns to look back at me, then is gone in a movement I barely discern, like smoke dispersed by a sudden swirl of wind. Coyote number two seems empty-handed, and I register the thought and tell my dad back in the kitchen, "Ah, those looked like pull-tab beers anyway, so no bottle opener needed." I tell this story not because it is unusual, but for exactly the opposite reason. In 21st century America, likely 100 scenes something like this unfold in towns and cities from coast to coast every morning. Close encounters with coyotes have now become the country's most common large wildlife experience. They happen everywhere, in small towns like the one where I was raised, and in gigantic cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Denver, Atlanta, Chicago, and now even New York City, the coyote's final frontier. A study of print media from 1998 to 2010 found a whopping 1,214 newspaper and magazine articles dedicated to human-coyote encounters in the United States for those years. And of course, those included only the newsworthy events. Many thousands more, like mine in Louisiana, occurred without anyone calling a reporter. According to Stan Gehrt, Chicago's urban coyote guru ecologist, every major city in America now has a coyote management study underway. Our sense, and this is the way most media and online stories about coyotes have presented the matter, is that this is a brand new phenomenon and something for which we humans are wholly responsible. Those sentiments reflect urban legend and human hubris. Urban coyotes are in no sense new in American history, and in truth, we are far less responsible than they are for their arrival everywhere among us now. In one of the myriad ways humans and coyotes eerily mimic one another, like us, coyotes are a cosmopolitan species, able to live in a remarkable range of habitats. In our case, we have cleverly enhanced our own cosmopolitanism by taking our evolutionary habitat with us around the world. Every North American home from Fairbanks to Tucson is heated or cooled to 72 degrees, the ambient temperature of the African setting where we evolved. Coyotes haven't bothered with recreating their desert and plains habitats wherever they've gone. But they have sought out prairies, habitat edges, and natural areas as they have colonized the continent, and they have assuredly used cleverness in spreading from their original home in the West across North America. Coyotes have been going along, as the many Indian stories about them have always put it, for far longer than just the last century. Contemporary media accounts commonly assume that coyotes in Eastern settings are an inexplicable phenomenon of the past few decades, that they are invaders of the country east of the Mississippi, the result of a sort of reverse direction coyote manifest destiny. But that relentless coyote trot and sidelong glance has been eating up global space for a very long time. The ancestral canids that would eventually produce coyotes sprang from North American stock, a line of animals that evolved in the American Southwest. That ancient coyote line spawned animals that migrated to Eurasia and eventually to Africa to become Old World jackals. In North America, archaeological sites from the late Pleistocene have yielded coyote remains from as far east as Pennsylvania and West Virginia, and genetic evidence indicates that coyotes thronged eastward out of their core range in the American West in at least two swarms, roughly between 300 and 900 years ago. The truth is, roaming coyotes have probably been swimming the Mississippi River to eastern America during most decades since there have been coyotes. 500 years ago, when Old Worlders first came to America, coyotes largely hewed to a range centered on the deserts and plains of the interior West. The initial European descriptions of coyotes fixed their range in the north as the prairies of the modern Canadian provinces of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. Farther west, fur traders found them in southern British Columbia, but not north of there, and they were nowhere along the Canadian coast. Southward down the Pacific shore, there